Oh, well, I think, you know, coming off a really strong start and middle part of our season, very good export demand, you know, it's come to a point towards the tail end of our export season where, unfortunately, there's been a few things happening around the world that's kind of slowed things right down in our main export markets. And the main thing there really is the South African export program, which has been stopped into the EU, which is their main area, main target, and they've diverted millions of cartons of their citrus into Asia. So you can imagine that that has really depressed the markets across the Asian region with the extra volumes of fruit. And, of course, everything that affects one of our markets, for example, the trade has stopped with Russia because of the sanctions that were imposed. And though it's a small market for us, it's a $1 million market, so we no longer have that. So there's been a number of things that have, you know, really hit us towards the end of the program, and has put some pressure across all our markets, particularly in Asia.
That South African fruit, is that going to places like China? I know the sort of expectations of the Chinese market this year were, as every year, kind of going up and up and up. Has it ended up there?
Well, I think it has definitely moved into Hong Kong and China. But the good news is about our program, which is China. It has broken last year's record. So we have shipped more than we did last year. And I guess what we're seeing right at the tail end is that the market has now had an influx of fruit from other countries, other Southern Hemisphere countries, and that's put a real pressure point in all our markets. It's flowing back now into, through our exporters back into our industry here.
Like you said, it is the end of the season and sort of slowing down. Is it going to make that much of a difference at this point?
Well, I think any pressure on our markets obviously has an impact. And it's a bit disappointing that we're seeing it right at the tail end of our season. It's normally, you know, we normally expect a bit of a kick up at the end of the season. We have some really good late lane navel oranges, really suited to our Asian markets. I guess the only thing that's going in our favour is the dollar is dropping, so that may counter some of the price pressure that we're seeing.
What are you seeing happen in terms of prices for growers here?
Well, it really depends. It's very varied, obviously, on the variety, on the quality, and on the region. So what we're seeing is that a lot of the late mandarins are finished from Queensland. They're finishing up around here. There's quite a lot of late navel still left to go, particularly in the Murray Valley and Riverland. So I think we want to manage the rest of the volumes more carefully than we have. Hopefully, you know, we can the markets can clear in the next couple of weeks, and we can enjoy a bit of a firming up at the tail end of our season through to the end of October. We certainly think there's still great opportunities for good quality Australian citrus right through to the end of October.
So you're confident then the season can be, I suppose, for want of a better word, salvaged in a way?
Well, I don't see a need for salvage. I think, you know, if you average out the season as a whole, I think it's been a good season for most growers and grower packers. So, you know, it is disappointing to see it soften at the end, but unfortunately we can't control what happens around the world everywhere. We just have to focus on supplying the best quality citrus into our markets and trying to get a premium return for that effort. So we'll continue to do that. We are moving in the right direction. We have to focus on those growing markets of Asia. Next year, we're going to see tariffs reducing in our main markets, such as Japan and Korea. So, you know, there are more opportunities going forward, and we have to keep our eye on the bigger picture.